Well, UAW workers have gone on strike at a key auto supplier in West Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Three Rivers, and that's just south of Kalamazoo. And it could cause a real problem for GM's truck production, particularly the Chevy Silverado, the GMC Sierra, because this particular facility produces axles and components for their pickup trucks.
Yeah.
So you're talking about 1,000 UAWs working out. Negotiations fell off the table. So now they're out of the building on strike. What does that mean? Merrick Masters is the professor emeritus of management at the Mike Ilitch School of Business at Wayne State University and joins us once again this morning. Professor, it's good to have you back.
Oh, thank you for having me this morning.
What happened here?
Well, they are a part on some of the critical economic issues. The UAW Local 2093 is trying to catch up from the concessions that it made in 2008, just like the UAW did in its major negotiations with the Big Three in 2023. And its wages are lagging considerably behind. They're lagging behind the non-union industry in the parts part of the auto manufacturing sector. And they're trying to catch up and get a contract more like the Big Three got in 2023.
You know, the company says it wants to reach a fair agreement and continue negotiating in good faith. When you look at labor disputes like this, what are usually the biggest obstacles that prevent both sides from getting a deal done before a strike deadline?
Well, I think it's a test of wills. I think that the union believes that the company has more to give and hasn't given as enough as it should, and it's willing to exercise its right to strike and apply economic pressure. So this really becomes a test of wills after this point in time to determine who can last longest in a strike.
It doesn't feel like it's a small dispute. I mean, it's with this one particular facility, but it shows you how vulnerable the supply chain is. If the unions are going to strike, I mean, you could be talking for GM a real lag in the production of their trucks.
Well, the GM's some of its most profitable vehicles are the Sierra and the Silverado that are produced in Flint. GM produced about 950,000 of those last year. 350,000 of those were produced in Flint. Since they're highly profitable, the UAW depends on these product. And depending upon the level of inventory they have, this strike, the longer it takes, obviously could have a dampening effect on production and sales.
Professor, the UAW has been far more aggressive under Sean Fain's leadership. Do you see this strike as part of a broader shift in the organized labor's willingness to kind of push harder for gains after years of concessions?
I do. I think if you listen to the video that Shane and the International had as the strike was to be launched, it was pretty clear that they were saying, look, we're serious. We were serious when we said the deadline was May 31st. We're not going to extend that. They didn't. They struck. And they're willing to see, let the chips fall where they may in this challenge to American Axle, now the Bausch company.
I'm curious to know, from your perspective, what Sean Fain's standing is in the union at this point. Obviously, he was popular during 2023 when they were negotiating with the Big Three. But what does his standing now? Because there's been some investigations into him, into the UAW again. Is there still as much support for him now as there was 3 years ago?
Well, I would say the support has probably suffered somewhat because of the challenges that he's faced before the monitor on activities associated with some of his other executive level officers. But I would say that this is an effort to reclaim the glory, if you will, of the heyday of the record contracts. And we'll see how this plays out. But Sean Fain's saving grace, I think, in this entire thing is that he doesn't appear to have any formidable opposition as they come into the upcoming convention and presidential election.
Professor, how much pressure does, you know, each passing day put on either side? I mean, is there a point where the economics begin to force a settlement?
Of course it does, and that's what a strike is all about. It's more pressure on the workers who are – dependent upon their wages, which they have to sacrifice, and they substitute strike benefits, which are a little more lucrative under recent agreement by the UAW, but are still not sufficient for them to sustain their standard of living. So as workers suffer, they'll be facing more pressure. The company obviously faces pressure. It doesn't want a disruption in its production or in its sales, but it has greater staying power, generally speaking, particularly a large company that has 18,000 people across the world, only 5,000 of which are in the United States, and American Axle.
You mentioned the 2008 financial crisis as being the impetus for this, and they haven't gotten their wages back to where they were then. Are there other suppliers that could face something similar to this, and the UAW looking at them as potential strike targets?
Well, they're all going to face things to the extent that they have a gap between what the big three record contracts provided in terms of wages. And most of the companies will have gaps. And the gap is greater in the parts industry, particularly those that haven't recovered yet from the 2008 concessions made. It's important to note in just historical fact that American Axle used to be a company that GM managed, that it produced these parts itself, and it spun them off in 1994.
When workers, you know, say that their colleagues are struggling to afford groceries and rent and health care despite working full time, what does that tell us about really the broader state of manufacturing wages in America today?
Well, real wages have gone up some, but they are being eroded by an increase in inflation. A number of things which have contributed to that, including rising oil prices. But I think that manufacturing as a whole, and manufacturing and auto, is struggling. It's had a tough adjustment to the tariff regime of the Trump administration, but that seems to have stabilized somewhat. But manufacturing and auto has declined by several thousand jobs since April of last year.
Yeah.
And that's not what people, you know, were promised when Trump got into office.
Merrick Masters, always appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Take care.
You too. Auto sales, stock market gains, and inflation. It's next.